year ago, I set out on a road, taking my favorite fortune, looking for pride and gold. I really can't do what I say, look like a brand new thing. Said I was on the way, somewhere I lost connection, ran out of songs to play. I know I had catch the next train back to where I live. Oh Lord, stuck in low tide again. Oh Lord, stuck in low tide.
Thank you. I need some more monitor here, you know, Philbert. For a local monitor here, please. Thank you. It's too bottomy.
Can you imagine if you wore 100% wool coat? I kept telling you it's going to be hot.
But it's sure going to feel good in Minneapolis when you're freezing your ass off, too, though. Yeah, I just had a great trip. I've been down to spring training with the Oakland A's, man. Been out in San Francisco.
Water boy.
Yeah, water boy. First class baseball groupie, I admit it. I met with the greatest cats in the world, man. Willie Nelson and Tom Woodby friends are Goose Gossage, man. It's a real honor to hear about the Yankees. You know, all you baseball fans. You know, I'm a freak. I love it. We got a one and only cat. This dude is too much over here from the original Sir Douglas Quintet. Mr. Louis Ortega over here, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. And probably the greatest tenor saxophone player positively in the world today, Mr. Rocky Morales. And this is for you, Freddie Fender, wherever you are. Wasted days and wasted nights.
Oh, my God.
Man, it's sure good to be here. We heard about Fatso's, man, and we're here. Nice to be here. We had a real distinct pleasure to try those about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. We ended up playing at the Astrodome and setting attendance record, 56,000 people, you know, and we're going, you know, okay, this is a groove, man, but we gotta get back to the clubs where we can see everybody and talk to people, man, and bullshit and drink with them, and, you know? And then Cosmo decided to make it and rock it, everybody, and probably the best version of Sir Douglas Quintet. We're gonna take you back on a trip to memory lane. This next song was number one right here in a very tumultuous year, 1966, when all the hippies were getting their ass kicked, you know what I mean? They were taking off to San Francisco and beating up with Jerry Garcia and decided to be a little out there for a while, you know what I mean? Rain, 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 rain. Quintet was making their 29,000th comeback of the world, and we did a song, an album called Borderwave. Did a bunch of TV shows, and I've always loved this, a guy from Lubbock, Texas. I think writes great songs. I know he's been on the stage. A great writer and a great human being, Mr. Butch Hancock. Right? So here's a Sir Douglas Quintet version of a bunch of songs called I Keep Wishing For You. I'm going to do this for Calgary out there, okay? My friends from Canada. I live part-time out there. I love it out there. Are you ready? Texas. There have been a lot of great good Texas guitar players. But this next song was written by a guy without this dude, you know, I mean, me and Jimmy Vaughn and Stevie Vaughn and Johnny Winter and all these cats, Billy Gibbons, you name it, all that I know. We only had one thing in common, an idol named T-Bone Walker. And T-Bone was from a town called Linden, Texas, on the other side of Dallas over there. I got to meet T-Bone when I was a little kid, man, about 15, 16 years old. Little white dude playing all the places over on the east side of San Antonio. I saw some folks there from South San. You know what I'm talking about, you know, over in the neighborhood. It's a thing called the T-Bone Shuffle. Here we go.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Texas, you can go. years old. I wrote a lot of those songs when I was in San Francisco in the early 60s, middle 60s, and kind of self-imposed exile from the state of Texas. You know, one thing you miss when you leave here, man, one thing you miss, the music and the food and the people. You can go a lot of groovy places, but there's something about Texas, man, the soul it's got. It might put you through some changes, and it might be hard to live with, but that's what I wrote that song about. And now I'm going to bring a guy to the microphone that knows all about it all. He's been my compadre for many, many years. We grew up on the east side together. He's a gamacho, just like me, from the east side. We represent one half of the Texas Tornadoes and one part of the Sir Douglas Quintet, the one and only Mr. Augie Meyer!
We're gonna play some Mexican rock and roll for you. Has anybody ever been to Selma, Texas? There's a lady that lives there. She's been a friend of me and Doug's for... Y'all know her? Golly, I didn't know that. Everywhere we go, people seem to know Velma lately, but she's an 88-year-old retired hooker. Seriously. Retired with Kellis. She was Steve's old girlfriend.
Old girlfriend? She told him everything he knew, man.
When her and Speedy were together, it was like Speedy's first time and her last. Boy, you know. Now, Velma's a beautiful lady. She's 88. Let me tell you something. About a month ago, we were walking in San Antonio. I took her to SeaWorld. And she got pissed off that we wouldn't let her bring a fishing rod. This is true. And we were crossing the street, and the wind blew her dress up, and she didn't have no panties on. But she grabbed her hat. And I said, Velma, what's happening? I said, you know, everybody's looking at you. She said, honey, what they're looking at is 88 years old. My hat is brand new. Can I get a little bit more monitors in my party, please? Thank you. But still I cry and cry for you.
Beats Buck Owens. Are you ready? With a touch of Flacco Jimenez here. Hey guys, please go on over and watch it for a while. I hope he's got a new solo album coming out in March or April. When is it? Next month? The solo album you're going to release it next month?
When I get back home.
When you get home, we mail the money in. Okay. And Flacco's solo album coming out, Tires and Back of the Road sometime. And we sure appreciate all the support we get from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You know, great.
Look for the album, it's called Whitewater. Don't ask me why.
Louis,
who?
Yeah, AAA's coming.
Is that Louis?
Does he have a CD? That's a cool CD, Louis. Got some CDs in your pocket? We're going to feature him in a while. I think Freddie's out in the back getting all wishy funny. Are you ready, Augie? Don't make her open up your heart and let the love come in. Here we go. Thank you.
Thank you.
A little song that was stolen from the Sir Douglas Quintet. Are you ready, man? This guy used to watch us play this every night up there in, what was that, Ogden, Flint, Michigan, right?
Yeah.
Next time we looked around on TV, we saw these dudes. Let's rock and roll. You ready, man? Thank you. don't get to it. Jake right here, man. That man right here. We got a great, great crew. That was Gilbert back there, man, working his butt off behind the scenes. You know, we started this tour last night in Houston. We're going to go out for about 2 weeks. We're going to Chicago. We're only doing 2 Texas dates. And the second one besides Houston is right here in Dallas. We're out of play in Australia. Everybody pissed off. We're not going to be there. We decided to come here in Houston and out. And it's really a pleasure to have this fine band here. Let's give them a hand. I think they're a great bunch of guys. Chris Ortega, Rick Mielis, Jeff Lemon, Augie Myers. Yeah. We've got a couple more. Everybody go to the potty and then we're going to be back. We're doing 2 sets tonight.
Potty in the parking lot.
None of that 30-minute set, take the money and run bullshit. We come to play, baby. We don't know no other way. So I'm very happy to have Mr. Doug Clifford here at the house tonight playing with us. It's pretty heavy when you think about it. Look at the guy right there that's been on the drums and sold 100 million records. For the Creedence Clearwater Revival. Give him a hand, I'll think of that, right? As far as the rock and roll drummers go in the world today, you know Charlie Watts and the Rolling Stones, and Ringo Starr of the Beatles, John Bonham of Led Zeppelin, and there are about 3 or 4 of them, but I tell you what, Doug Clifford right up there. When he played this song, when he heard this groove come off the radio, you knew it was something special. And it was full-time grooves, you know what I'm talking about? Thank you. love you. Hey! Thank you. too much fun with all of you. We got some equipment blow up, so we're back on the air. Here's a special song for you. How you doing, Augie Myers? You doing okay over there, man?
Augie!
I feel more like I do now than I did earlier.
There's a song that was a number one hit in 1963 by a dear friend of ours from San Antonio. He went to Fairbank High School. They called him Sonny and the Sunbow. Talk to me.
There. Woo! I was there.
that, ladies and gentlemen, one of the funkiest, soulfulest cats to ever come out of San Antonio, Mr. Rocky Ramirez!
Oh,
song by Shoe Boy Bonner, made famous by the Fabulous Spinnaker. It's called Walking Shoes. That song featured one of my best buddies in the whole world, this band, Mike Buck on drums from Fort Worth, Texas. And now, from San Antonio, Texas, the one and only, Mr. Augie Mayer! We might do the San Antonio National Anthem if we're lucky. We have a song we call the San Antonio National Anthem coming up.
Actually, this is a song I wrote about my girlfriend running off of my best friend. I miss the son of a bitch because we used to go shoot pool, me and him.
I
got to finish out to a good friend of mine about 3 weeks ago after Form 8. We spent a whole night, 1 week at Billy Bob's. And sent us out to Bobby and his wife.
You spent a week and one night all at Billy Bob's? Hey, tell me how you do that, man. I tried to do it. How do you do that?
I got a feeling I'm going to do it here tonight in Orleans.
Okay. Here in New Orleans, Tip of Tina's. Okay, this is for some folks in San Antonio in the house tonight. You don't know this song, but they went to Adams and South Sam. It's like you and I did on back in the days of San Houston and all that.
What school did y'all go to? Hey,
right. Breckenridge, right here.
Somebody asked me the other day, he said, what school you go to? And I said, what month you talking about? This is our show, not yours. Give me a break. We're up here trying to do something. We're going to have to start all over again. Hey, baby, get my son. Baby, turn around. Let me see.
Some people missed, they were called La Suenapagos del Norte. They were the Bad Cats. They used to hit San Antonio, man. You couldn't get to the place, man. Like it was millions and millions of people wanting to hear this little song. It's called Ya No Llores.
Thank you.
Mexican style. Hope you enjoy it. Ramona, come softly and try it. You watch your eyes. Let's just have faith as you go, as your senses arrive. You've been led to believe in the innocent Indians. Your quick, crunchy lips, I still want to kiss every hill by the weight of your skin. Your magnetic movements, they measure the moments I'm in. Is your problem to stand? Hey! They'll hide you and tie you into believing you've got to be just like them. Okay, how are you doing now? Your head has been twisted and fed from worthless foam from the night. You're torn between leaving or returning back home to the south. You've been led to believing the innocent end is ever. Sucks you into feeling like this. It's all just the same thing, a vacuum escape. It sucks you into feeling like this. We'll be right back. Zamora Street, Southside, in San Antonio. Let's have a hand for Augie Myers!
Not tonight, we're not. We're going from here. We're going to go to Kansas, I'm sorry.
We just sing it.
Is there anybody going to
say it? Where are we going, Augie? Where are we going? You know where we're going? Where are we
going? We're going down yonder. They know where we're going. They're talking about it. No, Monday night we're going to be in Lawrence, Kansas. If anybody... haven't been, it's a real nice place. It's called a Jazz House. Come on up, we'll be there. And then Tuesday night, we'll be in Kansas City.
Next song we're going to do is the really fun of what they call the... Louisiana, South Texas, Louisiana Sound was written by a guy from Houston, Texas. His name is Rockin' Dave Allen. If you haven't heard this, you haven't listened to it, because it's the kind of soul you won't hear on the radio anymore. They just don't play it. It's unfortunate, but this guy was a very soulful cat. His name was Rockin' Dave Allen. His real name was David Stitch. He came from Houston, Texas. This song was number one in Lafayette, Louisiana for about 4.5 years. Walking slowly from your town.
Sometimes I cry.
The only time I can get hurt to feel no sorrow in the wind. It travels clear around the world and round tomorrow. So when the wind comes round next time, I'll just smile and catch me right. Day to day and tomorrow, just a change.
Was number one for Sir Douglas Quintet, 1969, in a little border town. Way down there in Neighbor, we made it all Mexico. I'll fight that chain and beat the death. Yeah.